75 million years ago, Xenu was the ruler of a galactic confederacy which consisted of 26 stars and 76 planets, including Earth, which was then known as Tigiak. The planets were overpopulated, each having on average 178 billion people. The galactic confederacy's civilizations were comparable to our own, with people walking around in clothes which looked very remarkably like the clothes they wear this very minute, and using cars, trains, and boats looking exactly the same as those circa 1950 or 1960 on Earth. Xenu was about to be deposed from power, so he devised a plot to eliminate the excess population from his dominions. With the assistance of quote-unquote renegades, he defeated the populace and the loyal officers, a force for good that was opposed to Xenu. Then, with the assistance of the psychiatrists, he summoned billions of people to paralyze them with injections of alcohol and glycol under the pretense that they were being called for income tax inspections. The kidnapped populace was loaded into space planes for transport to the site of extermination, the planet Tigiak, or Earth. The space planes were exact copies of the Douglas DC-8s, except the DC-8 had fans and propellers on it, and the space plane did not. DC-8s have jet engines, not propellers, although science fiction author and Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard may have meant the turbine fans. When the space planes had reached Tigiak, the paralyzed people were unloaded and stacked around the bases of volcanoes across the planet. Hydrogen bombs were lowered into the volcanoes, and all were detonated simultaneously. Only a few people's physical bodies survived. The now disembodied victims' souls, which Hubbard called thetans, were blown into the air by the blast. They were captured by Xenu's forces using an electronic ribbon, which was also a type of standing wave, and sucked into vacuum zones around the world. The hundreds of billions of captured thetans were taken to a type of cinema where they were forced to watch a 3D super colossal motion picture for 36 days. This implanted what Hubbard termed various misleading data, collectively termed the R6 implant, into the memories of the hapless thetan. The loyal officers finally overthrew Xenu and locked him away in a mountain, where he was imprisoned forever by a force field powered by an eternal battery. Some have suggested that Xenu is imprisoned on Earth in the Pyrenees, but Hubbard refers to one of these giant planets of the Galactic Confederacy. He does, however, refer to the Pyrenees as being the site of the last operating Martian report station, which is probably the source of this particular confusion. Tigiak/Earth was subsequently abandoned by the Galactic Confederacy and remains a pariah prison planet to this day, although it has suffered repeatedly from incursions by alien invader forces since then.